The Kolfos Kshirim, sure.
So we're doing, we're going further in the Mishnah, it's on Chavzainim base. So we deal with Psule Shofar. Right, Psulim, and I guess in the structure of the Shofar. Right, so first we did cracked and pieces of Shofros, now a hole. So the case is Nike Vesasma. So let's say you has a hole, the Shofar has a hole, and you seal the hole. Right? And you'll see if you didn't seal it, you would have been better off in general, because as long as you produce a call is Kshem Shofar. Okay, any call. There's no, even if it's like, I guess, somewhat of a broken sound, because it has a hole in it, as long as, I guess, it's still a call, so then it's good. But you don't do that. You decided that you wanted to fill it in. So now the question is it kosher once you fill it in? Is it imma akiv, is it tkiya pasul? Imlav kosher. So if it is makiv tkiya, it's pasul, if not kosher. This seems clear. Now, it's a simple way you would have read, if you didn't know anything, you'd read it means that if it's ma'akiv tkiya, means that it prevents the existence of a tkiya. Right, but we're not sure yet. That's part of the problem also. But on the surface, you'll see that it's difficult because you don't have to tell me if, for instance, if you don't. I mean, we'll see from Tosa, but according to one of the ways we're in, as you don't have to tell me if you can't produce a call. Obviously, it's possible. You don't have to tell me if there's no call, then it's possible. So therefore, the way that it seems Tosa goes is ma'akev means that it changes it. It affects it. Okay, not necessarily for the worse, I don't know, it changes, it affects the call. If it affects the call, then it's possible. If it doesn't affect the call, it's kosher. Okay, what affects the call? So you'll see, Tosafot brings up, what's affecting the call here? Is it pshat that the filler, let's say the cork, let's call it cork, that the cork is affecting the call? Or is it pshat that the hole is affecting the call? It was before the cork. Right, what's this qualifying? Is it qualifying the hole or is it qualifying the cork? That's exactly what Tosas is unsure about. Okay, and well, that's what Tosas is about. Okay, but that's going to be the problem. But essentially what it depends upon, so a hole filling, having a hole filling it up isn't possible per se. It's only possible if this type of a hole or this type of cork is the one which affects the cork. Okay, that's what the Mishnah says. Okay, so to get the facts, I mean, we don't know the facts, so Tosas is going to explain a little bit. So it says, Nigev Sos Ma'akev Tkiya Pasul Ma'av Kasher. It's a top tosis on Chav Zayin Beis. So it says, Im Nifrisha De'ayri La'achar Hastima. If you want to say that it's talking about after the steam, I guess this is the simpler pshat. Ma'akev Tkiya means when you plug it up. Right? So after you plug it up, that's what it's talking about. Fisha Lohuch Gostimas HaNekev, because you haven't smoothened out, I guess, the cork, the filling of the hole, in haruach yotze b'pshita. So therefore, since you put in the cork and it's not totally smooth, it's not like a flush against the surface of the shofar, so therefore the coal isn't going to come out, you know, straight. It's going to be prevented or blocked up a little bit. And therefore, makiv is a coal. And therefore, it's going to affect the coal. Right? So this is how he's explaining it at first. If this is how you're going to explain it, he's going to lead in kasha. That's going to be a problem. So the way he's explaining it at this point is that it means that the cork which you put in, the Mishnah is saying like this, so when you plug up the cork, if you plug it up and it's going to return, it's basically going to be the same call, it's not going to affect anything, back to the original call, then it'll be fine. But if it's going to, you plug it up in a way where it's not snug, and therefore you can end up having some sort of effect to the tekiya, then it's possible. Right? That sounds plausible, but he's going to say kasha. It's a nice pshat, but it doesn't work out. Why? He says, and this is, you'll see, it's difficult. It's not so simple, but that's what he says. Kivin de kala kolos ksher mishofar. Kid de arena megmar. Since kala kolos ksher mishofar, which means that basically any sound of a shofar is good. There's no specific sound which your shofar has to produce. Right? It could be high pitch, low pitch, even pitch, whatever it is. So, mali ma'akev, mali eno ma'akev. So, who really cares if the cork is going to affect the call of the shofar? Because it's the same call anyway. It's the call doesn't matter. So, when you say that, what's the difference? When is the cork posel? If it affects the call. But if the call is the same, then it's kosher. But who cares if it's the same or different? There's no difference between the kolos. So it used to be high pitch, now it's low pitch. All kolos are equal. So, there's no reality to the fact that it changes the call. How could that make a difference? How could that be a posel? Right? So it doesn't make sense, Tosa is saying, to say that the quarks, kashas, or pasles is going to be dependent upon whether it affects the kol, because there's no reality. Who cares about affecting kol? Affecting kol is meaningless. That's Tosa. So Tosa therefore rejects that way of reading it. Okay, that we're not talking about that the cork is ma'akev the tkiya. Okay, that's what we'll call it. The cork or the filler is ma'akev the tkiya. So therefore what? So what's he talking about? Okay. So therefore Tosfos says v'nira de'ayri kodem stima. No, it means before the stima. The kodem shenistam hayahan nekev ma'akev esakol. That before you filled it in, there's a hole, right? So that hole affects the kol. Shayakol mishtane machros hanekev. Because the kol is changed because of the hole. And then when you plug it, then it's going to return back to the way it used to be. Okay, so that's the case of the Mishnah. So what's the Mishnah saying? So again, so if you had a hole, so now it depends. If you have a hole, then you plug it. So what's it depend upon? It depends upon whether that hole, if left alone, would that hole affect it to the kol shofar? If it would have, then when you plug it up, it's going to be possible. If it would not have affected it, then when you plug it up, it doesn't. It's kosher. Even if the cork is going to change the kol, that doesn't matter. The cork, the filler, doesn't matter if it's going to change it. It all boils down to the hole itself. Did the hole affect the kol shofar or not? Okay.
It's weird.
Problem is, this doesn't seem to really make much. It doesn't seem to add up with what he said before. I mean, if kol kol kasher b'shofar, and that's why he said it makes no difference at all whether the filler affects the kol, because who really cares if the filler affects the kol, because it's the kol kol kasher b'shofar, so then why is it any better to throw this into whether the hole affects the kol? But the hole also is just affecting the kol, is still kol kol kasher b'shofar, so why does that make any difference? Right, and if the hole affects and you leave it in, and you leave the hole empty, then it's kosher, because kol kol kasher b'shofar. But if you fill it, that's a problem. So that's why you have to go further into Tosa, because he's going to explain why it's a problem. But
why is it?
We'll see. And so there's just a question on the floor. When Tosa says, that if the coal affected the coal, then that's possible, right? Then he says, if the hole affected the coal and you fill it and the filler brings it back to the way it used to be, then he says it's possible. Question is, when he says that it goes back to the way it used to be, is that dafka or lav dafka? Does he mean, oh, it's only possible if it then brings it back to the way it used to be? Or does he mean, no, of course if it brings it back to some other thing, changes it even more, also the filler changes it, that's going to be possible. But even if it restores it back to the way it used to be, which you may think was kosher, because that was kosher in his first way of learning, so no, even that's going to be possible, because the original of the nekev affected the kol. Now, we're not sure. I mean, let's leave that question. I mean, from his lashon, I'd say the smoothest read from his lashon would be Max. I'd definitely say it's dafka, because that's what he's saying, and it goes back chazor kamo shaya. That's the case. But on the surface, that's going to be difficult. They're going to have to explain that. But since we don't have it, Tosa didn't explain the reasoning yet, so I think we should hold off on that. Okay, but just from the lashon, I don't think it's impossible to say it's kosher. And he doesn't say it, but I don't know.
But the Mishnah
was, right, exactly. So I explained it. The Mishnah doesn't sound to make a distinction. It says nikev v'sasimu im ma'akev tkiya possible. It means if the original hole affected the tkiya, that's how he's reading it, then it's possible. It doesn't mean only if when you fill it in it goes back to the original thing. So something's lopped off here, you know?
Right.
So I think let's hold that open, you know? I mean, we have bigger problems than that. But I understand something that has to be addressed at some point, okay? But let's get to, we don't know Tosa's reasoning yet, but that's so far the outline of what Tosa is saying. That again, you could not say, again, he rejects saying that it means that the filler is affecting the kol, because the filler affecting the kol makes absolutely no difference, because kol is kshem shofar. Therefore, the question is, does the hole affect the kol? If the hole affected the kol, if you left it, it doesn't matter, because kol is kshem shofar. But if you now fill it in, then it's going to be possible. But if the hole never affected the kol altogether, then filling it in wouldn't make a difference, even if it would affect. Ubi Rishalmi garas behedjo im hayim akev kodem shasasma pasul kesh shasasma. So he's just saying the Rishalmi proves openly, it's open like his second way of learning, because the so that when it's talking about makev, it's talking about whether it was makev beforehand. Okay, so he's bringing in agavorcha. That's Rishalmi proves this, that he's learning correct. Okay, now he's going to explain all of it. The time of the psal. So what's the reason? And call it the Hashem Shofar. So what's the reason altogether for the whole psal? Right? It says, Kivan the stima zu misayaya l'kol. Because since this stima is helping the call, right? Because I guess originally there was a nekev, which changed the kol. And now, you putting in this cork is helping the kol. No. So what? Who cares? Mishun neshof racha rachmana. Shelo yisaya dav racha acher lekol. That because the Torah says there has to be only one shofar. Namely, it means that you shouldn't have anything else besides for the shofar helping in through the production of the kol. And therefore, if you're going to put in this cork, that's going to assist in the production of the kol. Kimo tipozov. Like there's a halach in the Mishnah, but I think it's the Gemara. But tipozov, that if you coat the shofar with gold. So what's the halacha? Im nishtane kol apostel. Right, that if it changes the kol, then it's possible. Right? If he changes it. There it doesn't have to bring it back to the way it used to be. There it's possible simply if it changes it. So why is it possible? He's saying because now you have something else contributing, helping, affecting, whatever, the kol. Okay, so therefore that's a psalm. Aval in lo, so that's why it's possible if you put in the new thing. If the hole made a difference, and now you plug it up, now this other thing is affecting it, so it's possible. But if the hole originally never affected the call, then it's as if there was no nekev, because the nekev doesn't have any effect. And then, it doesn't matter that you then fill it up. Okay, then it doesn't matter that you then fill it up. Okay, even though that filler may affect the kol and may help the kol. You know, presumably now it's going to be something else helping the kol. Right, so that's what he says. So he's saying, so it's funny. I mean, it's very difficult. So we'll see the difficulty. But this again, so just the pshat. So he's saying is that it boils down to this, is that if the hole affected the kol, and then you fill it in with the filler, then you're going to have problems. Because then the filler is going to be helping the kol, right? Because obviously the nekev changed the kol. So now when you fill it in, that's going to change it back. Maybe to the original thing, or I mean, I don't know if it has to be to the original thing, and maybe it'll be to something else, but whatever. I mean, that's totally in that total. But whatever it is, let's take the original thing. So now that you're going to have two things which are helping the call, the shofar and this filler. So therefore it's possible. But if the nekev never made a difference altogether, so then he says it's like there was no nekev in the first place. So therefore you can fill it in, I don't care. All right, but what about if you fill it in and that filler affects the call? Why don't you say that thing is helping the call? Right? Why? Right, it seems to be the same thing. I mean,
that's the question.
I mean, what's the difference? And why did Tosas have to go? In other words, once Tosas introduced this whole thing of the Shnayim Shofros, right, that whole thing, so it's hard to see why he had to exactly reject his first way of learning. Right? What was his first way? His first way was saying, the question is, does the cork affect the call? So if the cork affects the call, it's possible. If not, not. And why? He says, because call calls Shnayim Shofros. Yeah, it's true. Why not just say that's because Shnayim Shofros, and that's what it would sound like. If the cork affects it, then that's contributing to the kol, so then it should be Shnayim Shofros. And if the cork doesn't affect it, then doesn't change the kol, then it's not Shnayim Shofros. I mean, it's like, it's funny. Why did he have to throw that out and come to this new pshat? The big problem is, what does it mean? The nekev is like it's non-existent, but it's not non-existent. And now you're filling it in, and the cork which you're filling it in with is existent. It's affecting the kol. So it means as if the nekev that never existed. It's just hard to imagine. It's hard to see what you're gaining by doing this whole thing. I mean, if he just would have introduced the original, the idea of a Shnayim Shofros, then he would have resolved this problem. What's the kol kashrim shofar have anything to do with it? You know, the same problem kol kashrim shofar can be lodged against the second answer. And the only way he's getting out of it is because he's adding in this factor of a Shnayim Shofros. But then why couldn't he just add in Shnayim Shofros in the original way? And that would get around the kol kashrim shofar problem. There's also a good question, is that Tzipozov, that if you tell me that if there's nekev, which doesn't affect anything, and then you put in the cork, even if it affects it, it doesn't matter, because the nekev was like non-existent, so then why is Tzipozov a problem? Tzipozov, there's not even a hole?
Right.
So therefore, who cares if it affects the hole? It should just be the same thing as if you just put in a cork, or then it's a tiny, tiny hole, it didn't make any difference. How could that be possible? And if you want to learn that the only psul is when he actually goes back to the original call, that when something else is helping it bring it back to its original call, Right? That would have, that's the suggestion, my son. That would answer some questions, a lot of the questions here. But then the problem is, by Tzipor Zov, it seems clear that's not the case, because the case of Zov is Nishtanek Olov. It's actually changing it. And you see, that's what Psil Toz is saying, Psil Shtayim Shofros. So it seems Toz is saying that Psil Shtayim Shofros doesn't only mean where it brings it back to the original thing, it's simply that the thing contributes. Something else contributes to the goal. Right? So that either way, the Psil Toz case seems to be a pretty different problem. So you choose. Another dimension to the problem is, maybe we brought this out already, but is that that on the one hand he's saying that the reason why he knocks off the first way of learning is because he basically wants to say is that kol kos k'sherim shofar means that you can't tell me it makes a difference how the thing is going to sound. So how could it make a difference whether the stima affects the kol or not? But then he comes back and says that what makes a difference about the nekev is whether the nekev is makev tkin or not. But why don't you just say that the whole way it sounds is irrelevant? Because it's called Kol Shem Shofar. So who cares? The same way a steam which affects or doesn't affect it is exactly the same thing, because there's no such thing as affecting. All colors are equal. So then the nekev also, which affects it or doesn't affect it, should also be exactly the same. So how can they differentiate between a kavim based upon how they affect it, if Kol Shem Shofar, but you can't differentiate on the steamos based upon that, because it's called Kol Shem. So the thing, I guess, is that, so this is his first point. Let's take his first point. So the thing is like this. That the psil here is stay shofros. Okay, psil stay shofros. Now if, for instance, let's say you take you have a shofar and you put a little piece of dust on the outside of the shofar. Right? Or a piece of dirt. I don't know, whatever. So that's not going to be stay shofros. Because that's an extraneous thing. That's not really part of the shofar. Right? That's nothing. That doesn't affect it. In no way is that part of the shofar. So that's obviously, just because it's attached to it physically, that doesn't make something part of the shofar. So the question is, now, what does make something a part of the shofar? So at first, Tosfos wanted to say, well, if you have a cork and the cork is affecting the kol, that's going to make it a part of the shofar. Right? That's going to make it a part of the shofar because it's a kol changer. Right? That's what he was trying to say originally. And then now it's a part. But he says that's not good because kol is k'sherim shofar. So what does he mean? He means because in shofar, the way that the particular kol is irrelevant. There is no particular kol. So, yeah, maybe if something made the shofar not functional altogether, that would be significant. But so just because something changes the call doesn't make it a part of the shofar, because the call is irrelevant. Whereas if there were a fixed call, so now this is going to be a recognized like changer. It's actually changing the thing, and therefore it's a significant element in the entity. But since basically the particular call is irrelevant, so it had a call and now it still has a call, so it didn't do anything. So this is just like a piece of dirt that you're putting on the outside. How does that in any way register as being like a part of the shofar? It's just an extraneous thing. Okay? That's because kol kos k'sherim shofar. There's no specificity in the call. So you're not. This is not in any way impacting the shofar.
What was the other side?
So fine. So that's why he says that they can't say that it's a part of the shofar because it affects the call, because the call doesn't matter, the particular call. But he says there's another thing, is that there is such a thing as a shofar, and there's such a thing as a nekev. Okay, you can have a shofar, a nekev on the shofar. Okay, now if you have a nekev on the shofar, so the question is, a nekev is certainly part of the shofar. I mean, you can't say a nekev is just an extraneous thing. I mean, it's like a piece of dirt or something. A nekev is part of the very substance of the shofar. There's a hole in it. Okay, now the question is, let's assume you have a nekev which is significant. Okay, question, let's leave vague for now what significant really means. Okay? So assume that you have a significant hole. So the thing is, if you have a hole which is significant, so now if you put in a filler, so now you have a filler of the hole. So a filler is a part of a shofar. Right? A filler is a component of an entity. You have a substance which has a hole. Assuming the hole is significant, which we'll get to in a second. So now, why is it part of the shofar? It's not just a piece of dirt? No, because a piece of dirt is just a random thing hanging out on the shofar. But here you have a filler. So the filler, that's a component of a shofar. That's a component of an entity. A coating is also a component of an entity. The coating of an entity. That's a component of an entity. A piece of dirt isn't a coating. It's not a filler. It's just a random piece of dirt floating on top of the shofar. So a filler, once you have a significant nekev, then that which is being put into it, that which is filling it, is a component of the entity. Okay? And if that thing is participating in the kol, so now you have a double entity producing the kol shofar. Now the question is, so what makes a hole significant? So this is what he's saying, is that how do you measure a hole? Because obviously, if you have a pinhole in the thing, that's not going to be recognized as a hole. I mean, every shofar has a billion holes. It's infinitely small. So it's not, I mean, that's not defined as a hole. So when does something become recognized as a hole? So that he's saying is that you measure by makif stakia. Okay, in other words, if it's true that the particular kol is not significant, and therefore something which changes the kol isn't going to be like a part of the shofar per se. But a hole is already a part of the shofar. A hole is part of the shofar. Now the question is, how are you going to draw a line and say when this is a significant kol? When you say a tafach, or where are you going to determine it? So there's certainly a function, is definitely a part of shofar. I mean, shofar has function, so when are you going to say the hole is recognized as being a whole as opposed to just being nothing, and just being a tiny little nothing? So he says the point of when it's recognized as being a whole is when it affects the call, but not because the call that's like a significant component. That's just how we measure significance. That's the Mishnah saying. That's how you make a whole. Define the significant when it affects the call. Now when you have that whole, now if you put something in there, so now that's a filler. So that's a filler, so that's part of the kol shofar. So therefore, now you can have a psosh time shofar. But if the hole doesn't affect the tekiah, it's kamishaino. It means it's like not a hole. It's like the microscopic hole which you have in the thing. That's not significant to be defined as a part of the shofar, as a hole. So therefore, if you put something in, it would be like an extraneous piece of dirt on there. That's not time shofar, because it may affect the kol, but affecting the kol is only possible if it's a component of the shofar. It's a double shofar, two components of the shofar. But suppose is a component of the shofar, because a tzipoy of an entity is a component of an entity. A coating is that's what Moshe is saying, that a coating is a component of an entity. There are different components of an entity. There's a filler of an entity, you have a whole filler of a hole. There's a coating, but if you just have a random piece of cork stuck on top of a thing, that's not a component of the thing. That's extraneous.
So say you're.
That's a question. It's a machlokes shofar. In other words, if you extend the shofar, is that a part of the shofar? Is that going to be a psalosh time shofar? So you could argue an extension is also a part of the shofar. You could say it's an extraneous thing. That I think is a machlokes shofar in the Tosos of Tzipoz of Makom Menachos Pat. I think it turns out. I mean, if there's Tosos, but okay. So.